Thanks for tuning into The Local. This is Marvin and Mix. We're on 103.3 KUMD. You just heard a track there from Reed Benjamin. He's coming to town to play at the Red Herring. Why don't I have him tell you a little bit about what he's got coming up at the Red Herring next week?
Well, you know, I just put out this album called Life Finds a Way. It's a very introspective album about just going through some personal things and getting over things that, you know, hold yourself back. And so I'm just trying to share that with people. So yeah, I got this show coming up on the on February 1st at 9 at the Red Herring at the Red Room.
Great, the Red Room. And you got a few other MCs coming in with you?
Yes, I do. I have a awesome group called the Deeply Rooted Tribe. This great rapper named Tech. He's been in the local scene in Minneapolis and St. Paul for a long time. Then I have a local MC up there by the name of Darren Sipity, who actually just put out his album at the Red Room as well. And then I have a buddy from Pine City named Fake Red, who's pretty popular as well. So it's going to be a really great night.
Nice. And so you just put out the record that you have out right now, and it's been a little while since you put something out.
Yeah, it absolutely has, and that's kind of part of what the album's actually about, is just, you know, going through some personal struggles and, you know, fighting through depression, fighting through just insecurities, just dealing with a lot of different things, and getting through that and trying to, you know, create again. And that's part of what the process of this album was, is making this album really was Life Finds a Way. I was I just wanted to, you know, let go of any thoughts of trying to make a hit, any thoughts of trying to make something that would, that people would like. And I really just wanted to make something that I could be proud of. And it actually ended up working that way. And, you know, in itself, it helped me get over a lot of things that I was trying to get through.
Yeah, Life Finds a Way. You're coming up here from Minneapolis, as I mentioned, for our listeners. You're part of the Mill City Collective. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I actually founded the Mill City Collective back in 2005. We've just been, you know, slowly but surely getting different artists that we really feel are both strong artists that, you know, want to grow as artists, but also people that we really just think are great people. That was a big piece of it, is we're just a fraternity of rappers, mostly rappers that are just trying to make each other better as artists. We've had a lot of recent success. A lot of our artists have been making some pretty good noise, at least in, you know, in our region. So, it's pretty interesting to watch all these guys grow.
Well, we enjoy having you coming up here to Duluth on February 1st over at the Red Herring down in the Red Room. You were introduced to our program by Cat Fox, who's a well-known MC here in Duluth. Do you guys got any collaborations planned out?
Not yet. We definitely have talked about it a little bit. I've known of Cat for a long time. Doing shows up in Duluth. I've done a couple shows with her, but I didn't really get to know her until she moved down to Minneapolis. And so I've just been connecting with her and talking about, you know, she's helping me get some shows. You know, she's a great networker, and she's got a lot of connections and a lot of people that she works with. So she's helping me actually kind of put some things together. So we definitely would like to extra music on top of that, but we just haven't got to that point yet. But we definitely are we're definitely working on that.
Why don't you introduce the next track for us here as we let you go, and tell us a little bit about the track that we'll be hearing next.
Well, this next track is called Change on Me. It's going to be, well, it is a it's kind of actually a culmination of not only what I was going through, but where my life's at now. You know, it's about just changing as a person and trying to become a better person. And, you know, people say that you shouldn't change, or people say, you know, kind of when they say you've changed, they say it's a bad thing, but really it's not. It's really obviously a natural evolution of life. And so that's what it's about. It's about having my son. It's about, just, you know, becoming a dad. It's about just trying to be a better person, change some of the negative things in my life, both outside and inside. And this song is called Change on Me. It's produced by a good friend of mine named Free City, and that's the song.
Reed Benjamin on The Local on 103.3 KUMD.